Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever accomplished a project and you feel proud of yourself and then a couple minutes later, now another project has happened? All right, so it's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. And yesterday I was telling you how we have the real Christmas tree still up in our house. It's crunchy. It's crispy. The thing has to go.
Yeah.
We've been really busy. We've been out of town. It's time. Well, we made the mistake, like I mentioned yesterday, we bought online the big plastic garbage bag you're supposed to put over the tree
so the
needles don't get everywhere.
Didn't you say your husband didn't buy that online, accidentally bought sandwich bags or something like that?
So that's what happened. He bought accidentally 300 sandwich bags.
Ooh, it's going to be a lot
on Amazon.
A lot of lunches going to work.
We still have those bags. I'm not exactly going to return that because we could use it. Well, finally, the bag showed up yesterday. Well, we had to wait. It was just me at the house until about 8 o'clock. That's when Brayson finally got home. That's when Eric got home. And there's no way I'm going to take this tree out myself. You need somebody to hold it because you have to unscrew it. So while the boys are unscrewing it, I'm looking at the bag on the floor. And we were debating at first, does it go up and over? Or do you put it in and pull it up from the bottom up?
Oh.
And when there's three cooks in the kitchen, and with our personalities, everybody had a different way of doing this.
I'm kind of thinking in my head now. I can picture this.
It's like a garbage bag for your Christmas tree.
This is a 50-50. I'm not sure.
Oh, but then you got the... But if you'd rather go whoop to keep all the...
I think it's bottom up.
That's what I said.
Did you say that?
And that is definitely the way you're supposed to do
it.
But
all right.
Here's what happens. So we put the tree in the bag. Eric lifts it up, puts it in the bag. Brace and I are pulling it up. Well, we like to joke with our son, who's a Marine, when he becomes, will sometimes turn into like a super Marine and do things way too hard, way too aggressively. He's like a bull in a china shop.
Whoa, slow down.
He, he's got all this strength and he pulls it up. Rips the side of the bag.
Oh, no.
And we're like, settle down, Marine. What are you doing? Because obviously there's bows that are sticking out. He's like, I don't know. I thought we were just pulling. Well, no. So there's a big rip on one side of it. So now we put it up and we're thinking, great. Okay, needles are going to get everywhere.
Yeah, it's going to get out of that hole.
We had to lay it down on one side to then hold it shut because of the rip that was coming down the side of it. So Eric and B are carrying it down the stairs, out the front. Eric, it's freezing cold. Eric's in shorts and Crocs and a hoodie, of course. He goes out there. He runs back in. The project manager. And I said, you have to take the bag off. The city's not going to take it. The bag's
that's right.
on it.
Our city, West Dallas, won't either. They'll say, you can take it out there, but we're not taking that plastic.
So he runs out, and he's like now trying to rip it. It's so windy and cold. He rips it. The tree rolls now into the street.
Oh, no.
It's all wet. And so he's out there, and I can hear exactly what he's saying. I mean, it's 9 o'clock at night. What was the temperature? 8 degrees.
It's freezing cold. Plus that wind chill. Oh,
and it just hits
it.
You. So he's up there swearing, get this thing back. So he puts it back onto the little grassy area that's between the street and the sidewalk.
Your easement,
Yes, and he has the plastic bag. So I opened up the garage door. So he runs into the garage door. He comes into the house. I go out for whatever reason just to look at the tree. And no joke, there's a family in our neighborhood that have two giant greyhounds. Here come the greyhounds with their sweaters. One of them just pees right
Why do they do that? Oh, they smell your dogs. They're like, hey, there was a dog here. I guess I got to mark this too.
This was such a magical tree with the lights and everything. And then we had the whole issue of the needles. It got ripped. It landed in the road. It's all wet. And now the greyhound like, hey, just going to, mark my spot here. See ya, going on my way.
Eric's cussing a blue streak. The dogs are peeing a streak. Everything's streaking on that poor thing.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Will Ferrell. how he dressed as the drunk and grumpy Buddy the Elf recently that was down on his luck at the NHL game?
Yeah. So, how Christmas started?
How Christmas started, how Christmas ended.